Hello, Amy. How are you this morning?
You know, I am great. I am excited that it's January and it's a new year and we've got, you know, a fresh start, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What we're looking at is a totally new year in the sense I can look at the calendar and see that. I'm thinking that we're in the beginning of winter here as well.
It is, right? It's cold and snowy outside. And when I posted yesterday on my Alaska Farmland Trust Facebook page that our topic on Ag Matters today would be peonies, I had a couple people say, what? Why are you going to talk about flowers in the dead of winter? But I do have a good reason behind this.
Okay. And is the person who's going to be calling in here, is that person involved in peonies?
He is. Yep. His name is Michael Williams.
Okay.
And he is actually the most recent new addition to the Alaska Farmland Trust Board of Directors.
Ah.
So he's going to wear a couple different hats when he chats with us today.
Okay.
And the reason that we're going to talk about peonies in the beginning of January is because at the end of this month is the annual meeting of the Alaska Peony Growers Association. And we want to give people a little heads up about that meeting in case they want to make plans to get to Fairbanks at the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Fairbanks has been chosen because...
Right. The annual meeting of the APGA, the Peony Growers Association, moves around the state. One year it's in Anchorage, and then the next year it's in Fairbanks, and I believe they've tried to have it down on the peninsula as well. So it moves around, and this year it's the turn to have it in Fairbanks.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for the light to appear here if Mike calls in, and as soon as a light appears, then we'll be able to punch the button and make things happen.
Perfect.
I know he's calling in from a distance.
He is, yeah. He lives remotely, but I just chatted with him on my way down the mountain, so we should be hearing from him soon.
Okay, I think we have him here. Let's check and see.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike. It's Amy and Mike here at the radio.
Right, and I've actually been out there because I went out with Bob Lane one day, landing the beaver on the lake, and toured your property.
I understand, and I wasn't here. I'm sorry to have missed you.
Right, but I can tell you just, you're going to go on and talk about a lot of other stuff, but I can tell you both my wife and I who were there were very much impressed with what we saw as the result of a huge amount of hard work.
Work, yeah.
So good.
I'm glad you enjoyed your visit.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mike, for those of us that have not been out to your farm before, I'm in that category. Do you want to tell us where you live?
Sure. My wife Paula and I have created, own, and operate Eagle Song Peony Farm, and we are at the north base of Mount Susitna, Sleeping Lady. So we're 40 miles from the nearest road. We're on the west side of the Susitna River, and from Anchorage, if you're looking at Sleeping Lady, you know, that prominent feature across the inlet,
yep.
We would be setting at what would be considered her feet. So we're only a couple of miles from the base of the mountain on the north side.
Okay, very good. And Mike, before you joined us on the call, I was giving a little bit of information about why we're talking about peonies in the dead of winter in the beginning of January, and I mentioned the upcoming Peony Growers Association meeting at the end of the month in Fairbanks. But before we jump into all that peony discussion, I would like you to tell us why you wanted to join the Alaska Farmland Trust Board of Directors.
Okay. Well, there are many reasons. And actually, it probably all started in my youth. I was born and raised in southern Illinois, and that's all farmland. And over the years growing up there, I saw farmland turned into highways, roads, golf courses, airports, land flooded to create recreational lake opportunities, things like that. And then years later, I had the opportunity to live in Florida. And there I saw thousands of acres of orange groves uprooted and subdivisions, housing developments, and malls created, and I always thought it kind of ironic that that they would pave over a piece of farmland to put a supermarket on. And So I saw all this happening over the years, and I didn't give it a great deal of thought at the time. But when we moved to Alaska, and then several years ago when we decided to create Eagle Song Farm, we started clearing some of our homestead and creating farmland, if you will. And I realized how difficult it was, how not all land was suited for that kind of development. And it impressed upon me that we needed to do something to turn this trend around. If I'm not mistaken, I think the American Farmland Trust right now says that we're losing farmland at the rate of 40 acres an hour in the U.S.
That's right, yeah.
And so, you know, I just felt it was, you know, I have this philosophy that everybody has a civic duty to try and leave things better than how they found them. And so that led me to the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, and we are really glad to have you. Mike joined the board a couple of meetings ago. Was it back in May that we welcomed you to the board, Mike? Is that right?
I believe so. I was trying to recall. I think it's been about 6 months.
Yeah. Yep. And so Mike brings a fresh perspective and a unique perspective living off the grid and remotely. Most of our other board members live right here in the greater Palmer area, but Mike's a little bit more remote. And then obviously this peony background. So let's jump into that a little bit. Again, I mentioned once before that the annual meeting of the Alaska Peony Growers Association is happening at the end of the month up in Fairbanks. I want to say it's the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Folks, go to alaskapeonies.org. All of the conference and workshop information is on that website. And the reason I wanted to talk about this a little bit is I'm a little bit passionate about this flower. 11 years ago, I was a state employee, and I co-wrote a grant proposal to USDA to receive funding to launch the Peony Growers Association and to host the first three annual meetings of that group. And the organization has had some ebbs and flows and ups and downs in the last decade, but they're still, you know, having their annual meeting, and they're still getting together. The industry continues to grow. And they bring in guest speakers from all over the country. They have research reports from our university. And it's just kind of an exciting thing that is still happening. And again, I wanted to talk about it at the beginning of the month. So if folks are considering getting into the peony industry or thinking about it, just excited about peonies, et cetera, I would highly recommend attendance of that growers meeting up in Fairbanks. And Mike, since you're one of my board members, I thought you would be a great guest to chat peonies. So tell us about when you got involved with peonies and why.
Well, I guess I became involved. Well, first, I want to thank you for all your work that you've done, because you are one of the, we can lay this at your feet, because you were one of the ones to start all of this.
Thanks. I don't know that I completely agree with that, but I'll take a little bit of credit for writing a good grant proposal.
It all has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It actually started for me back in 2009.
Okay.
And I happened to be watching a PBS special, or watching PBS, as I often do, and there was Pat Holloway, one of the professors at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, talking about peonies, and I got to listening to her as I was channel surfing, and I got stuck and kept listening and said, well, this is just not possible. And the more I listened, the more intrigued I became, and so I got online and I started looking at UAF's research and some of the papers that they had published and all, and so that's what tweaked my interest. To be quite honest, the reason that it caught my interest was my family had moved over here to Mount Susitna back in 1994, and had created a lodge, Eagle Song Lodge, and our fishing was diminishing. We were losing our salmon runs, and we were losing our business.
Right.
And so I was looking for a business opportunity. What were we going to do? My neighbors all around us were boarding up and leaving and going to find work, and we didn't want to move, and this looked like a good opportunity. So we started doing a lot of research. Took over a year to build a business plan, and went to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and presented that business plan to them, and they felt that it was viable, and off we went.
Yeah. You brought up Pat Holloway, and I want to pause for a minute on her, because if you want to talk about the mother of the peony industry in Alaska, I would certainly give Pat that title. The way I recall the story, it was in the early 2000s that a guest was at the UAF Botanical Garden up in Fairbanks that Pat was running, and saw peonies blooming in, was it like late July there in Fairbanks, or maybe even early August? Yeah, and they said, whoa, what is this here? And she said, well, these are our peonies, and she named the variety, and the guest said, no, you don't realize peonies don't bloom in July. How does that happen? And she said, well, that's when they bloom here. And he said, well, you've got something here. This is a big deal. I think it was just a couple short years later that the peony was the International Flower of the Year. And it was just, Martha Stewart had featured it like multiple times on her shows and in her magazines. And, you know, peonies were where it was at. And here we had this unique situation in Alaska where our peonies bloom later than they do anywhere else in the country and really anywhere else in the world. And so when brides and designers and floral folks are looking for peonies, nobody else has them but Alaskans. And therein lied the unique opportunity for this industry to flourish, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So you got involved in 2009. So, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not very good at math, but man, that it's been a little while, Mike. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has been a while. And now, how many plants do you have in the ground there at Eaglesong?
Well, let me add to what you just said,
sure.
Comment about what you just said about being about being a while. In reality, in regards to raising peonies, it hasn't been, because you know it takes over 5 years for a plant to mature.
Right.
So, although we seem like we've been in it for a long time, we're just now seeing the results of what we're doing. So, for us, it's still relatively new and young, and we're relatively immature in this overall business. To answer your other question, we have over 12,000 roots in the ground now and continuing to plant more each year.
Okay.
So, you know, we at maturity, and we're just finding this out, that peonies can produce 10-plus stems once they reach maturity each year.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking at, you know, at maturity producing well over 100,000 cut flowers.
Wow. That's a lot of flowers. Do you have a grasp? I didn't do my homework last night. Do you have a number that you could throw out about how many plants are in the ground throughout the state, or a guess?
That is a very tough number to pin down. But I would say well in excess of 150,000, 200,000 roots, and maybe even more.
Wow.
And the reason that's hard to pin down is we can get a count on how many come in, and virtually all roots up to this point, all peony roots, come from outside of Alaska. They're
coming
from the lower 48, even Holland in some situations. So we can pretty much nail down how many are coming in. But as we've learned over the years, some areas, some microclimates in Alaska support peony growth better than others. And so we don't know how many have been lost
along the way. There's some horror stories in that sense. I know some growers who were involved right from the get-go with the Peony Growers Association that have just lost everything. They lost, you know, all the plants that they planted. And just for the sake of discussion, it seems like a lot of the reason behind that is lack of snowfall in the winter, and then the freeze-thaw situations that we've had in the winters kind of this time of year. Would you like to add? I mean, what else do you think adds to it, Mike, those plant losses?
Well, very much so. I think it is, you hit the nail on the head. A big factor in that is, in fact, the freeze-thaw that we have and lack of snow cover in the winter and our extreme cold conditions. Peony roots are very hardy. They're very forgiving. I'm amazed time and time again at how resilient they can be. I just got a phone call yesterday from a lady in Virginia who we had sold some roots to this past summer, and she called yesterday and said, the roots that you shipped to me have been sitting in their box you shipped them in the back of my car since September.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're landscaping our yard, and I couldn't put them in the ground. Do you think they're still good? well, this has been over 3 months. And I had her open the box, and they seemed to be no worse for the wear.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
So they're very resilient. But we have found that here in Alaska, we do have some unique situations that we have to deal with. And it's, you know, that's not unusual, right? I mean, everything's a little different in Alaska.
Sure.
And so we're finding that those combinations of freeze-thaw and our extreme cold and the snow that may be there one day and gone the next,
right,
in some locations have created some unique issues that we need to deal with. And so there are some areas, right where we're at, you know, Palmer, Wasilla area, some locations are just not good. You don't retain the snow, and the ground becomes bare, and those roots can tolerate a certain amount of cold, but, you know, for only so long. And
right.
Julie Riley from the Extension Service, she used to be in Anchorage, has moved to Fairbanks. She just wrote an article just recently about perennials and how they overwinter.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting article. And she says that perennials build up a tolerance to the cold, and that they're good to about 40 below.
Oh.
And beyond that, they have a hard time coping. But the other factor is how much moisture is in the root.
Sure.
And I've often thought this, that if a peony root goes into winter fairly dry, if it's not saturated with moisture, then it stands a better chance of surviving adverse conditions like no snow cover.
Okay. Very good. So let's imagine that a person has got their rootstock and they got healthy, good rootstock, either from someone here in Alaska or from one of our respectable growers outside, and they've planted their peonies. And you mentioned it takes 4 to 5 years for real maturity to occur. But then what? So now they've got a beautiful, healthy plant that's putting out 10 to 12 flowers, and they've got 100 of those. Then what do they do? How do we market these flowers? Where is the interest and demand?
Well, an interesting question in that it varies. The answer varies. If you're going to be a fairly large farm, if you want to go into this commercially, and you're going to have a few to several thousand, then your marketing approach, your sales approach is much different.
Sure.
And if you're only going to have a few hundred.
Right.
If you have a few hundred, chances are you're going to try and sell those yourself, or you may come to a commercial pack house or a cooperative pack house in the state and sell those flowers.
We've started to see a few people, say, at farmers markets selling, you know, buckets of flowers, right? Those are some of our smaller folks doing that.
Yes, and you may cater to some individual weddings and things like that, and that's the best bang for the buck.
Sure.
But keep in mind that you're also competing with other people of like mind. So there's only so many of those customers to go around. But it is, you know, to be quite honest, you can go on the Internet just about any time and you can find an individual peony for sale for $10 to $12 a stem.
Really?
Yeah, that's retail and it has passed through two or three different buyers to get to that point. So they can be quite expensive, but of course, as we know, at the farmer level, prices are much lower.
Sure.
If in my case, you know, I sell through a commercial pack house, and our flowers go all over the country at a much lower rate. And I won't get into a lot of pricing for Alaska, but it varies widely depending on how many you have, the volume, and who you're selling to.
Sure.
But I will say that in the lower 48, you know, the farmers down there that grow peonies are thrilled with 80 cents to a dollar a stem. And that's a big difference between 80 cents and $12.
Sure.
That's the market.
Yeah. Who has peonies this time of year? Is it New Zealand and Australia that's on the market right now, or is there anyone on the market right now?
They're starting to. The Southern Hemisphere is the answer.
Okay.
Chile, New Zealand, Tasmania. All have peonies, but they're coming to the end of their season.
Right, they're more for the Christmas, New Year's market, right?
They are,
okay.
And there's a huge difference between their market and ours. They get the holiday market where reds are highly desirable, And for us, we've got the wedding market where, in the U.S. in particular, reds are not particularly desirable for that type of a market.
For this year, right now, right? You never know when those color palette preferences are going to change, right? In marketing, we watch that, you know, the Pantone color of the year, and it's a there's a real hot pink that's included in those fashion color releases. I just saw it yesterday, so maybe that'll, you know, trend things a different way with what the brides are wanting, right?
Yeah, I never ever dreamed that I would be waiting with bated breath to find out what the color of the year is going to be.
Right. It's so crazy. All right, so you mentioned these commercial pack houses, and so for a person that's, you know, never seen this or never thought about it, this is a question that I used to get a lot at when I worked at the Division of Agriculture. They imagine this big, beautiful peony, and they think, wait a minute, how do you ship that? How does that peony get, you know, shipped across the country or down to the lower 48 somewhere? So let's talk about how you harvest peonies and pack them.
Well, peonies, most people think that you can go to a peony farm and you'll see a field full of flowers. And in fact, that's not true. As a peony farmer, we actually never see the flower.
Right.
We harvest peonies in the bud stage. They're one of the few flowers, commercial flowers, that you actually pick as a bud. And when they're picked, we try to get them in as quickly as we can and get them down to the temperature of about 35 degrees. And they will hold in that bud stage for days and often into weeks. So they make them a very desirable flower to ship.
Right.
And then once they're at destination, you snip off a little bit of the bottom of the stem. You'll put them into water. Within 72 hours of room temperature, they open up.
Yep.
So they're a very forgiving flower. And so right now, this is still something that's being worked out in Alaska, even though, you went to work on all of this back 10 years ago or more. We're still in development here, and what I mean by that is infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a number of peony farms out there, and we've got a number of farms that are growing peonies as part of their diversity, even not necessarily all peonies. And the infrastructure is still being developed, pack houses, shipping, all of these kind of things that are needed to get the peony from field to consumer are still being developed.
Sure.
And they're evolving.
Yeah, which boxes to use, how to cool them down, whether you put gel packs in the box when you ship them, all those types of things, right?
Mm-hmm. And even the type of customer. You know, the stem that's going to go to, it's going to be sold to a bride, that's your ultimate buyer right there. You know, they're a highly sought after wedding flower, and that's where you get the most for your stem, for your flower.
Right.
But there's another huge market out there, and that's the mass market, the supermarkets.
Retail grocery store, right?
Yes. And so as the industry in Alaska matures, we look more and more to those type of outlets. Because they will consume not dozens, they consume thousands.
Right.
And that's where we ultimately want to go. Right now, we're told by experts that on any given day, the U.S. Demands 3.5 million stems.
Of peony?
Of peonies.
Wow.
That there's a market for that many. And then this past summer in Holland, at the Asmere Market in Holland, they sold somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 million in about 7 weeks' time.
Oh, my goodness.
A vast market out there to be tapped, but the mechanism, the infrastructure needed to get them there is still in development.
Sure, and it's a young industry here in Alaska. I mean, like you mentioned, you're still figuring things out, and even though you've been involved since 2009, you consider yourself new at this, and there's still so much research to be done about vase life and varieties and diseases. Good gracious. I mean, if you don't get knocked out by the freeze-thaw and the lack of snow, then you have to battle the diseases that can affect the plant, right? So there's so many different factors involved, but it's still a really exciting industry. You know, you talk about that 25 million stems sold in 7 weeks. I mean, talk about market potential, right?
Yes. And it is, you know, and I want to kind of lay out to the listeners that in the very beginning, we had this almost this gold rush mentality.
Yeah,
you know, and
that.
It was you plant roots and you pick dollar bills. Mm-hmm. And although it can be a very lucrative market, there is a lot of hard work and a lot of waiting, and at times some heartache. So it is not easy. It's like anything else. You know, there is a price to be paid to get to where you want to go. And in some instances, you cannot get there.
Right.
But it has a very bright future, I think, in Alaska agriculture. It is 95% of what we produce is exported. So that's quite rare for us at this time.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get rich on this overnight. It's going to take years. And in reality, I think what I'm doing, my wife Paula and I are doing today, we're doing for our kids, because I don't know that we'll reap all of the benefits of this over the next several years. It's going to be, it could be a generation.
Sure. Before we figure everything out and
exactly.
have all the systems in place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Hmm. So, Mike, here in the radio station with me, you've been listening to us just jabber on about this. What peony questions have popped into your mind?
Well, the one that I think is the biggest one is each year you look at snow cover differently than we do.
Yeah.
What's it like this year in terms of snow cover?
Well, over here, it's rather bleak. To be honest, I understand that Wasilla and Anchorage area has more snow than we do.
Oh, really?
This year. And, you know, we have, this is the fourth winter now. I mean, any of us have been here a while are kind of shaking our heads, right? These last four winters have been unusual. And, of course, we're questioning whether or not this is becoming the norm. We need the snow cover. I should say the easiest way to protect our plants is with snow cover. Now, somebody that wants peonies in their yards or whatever, I don't want to discourage them from planting. You simply need to mulch them and protect them from the extreme cold.
Right.
So you can, you know, you could rake up leaves in your yard and put over your plants for the wintertime and then rake it off in the springtime and they'll be perfectly happy. But from a commercial aspect, that's rather difficult to do.
12,000 plants covers how many acres?
Wow.
Yeah, we're about 5,000 roots per acre.
Yeah.
So snow cover is very important, and it's not looking great this winter. We have adequate snow cover, but not only does it protect our roots in the wintertime, it also determines when our plants are going to pop up in the spring. We
right.
all saw an early spring this past year. And, Amy, as you had mentioned earlier in the program, one of the unique things about Alaska peonies is when they come up.
Right. So you don't want them to come up early.
Exactly. The earlier they come up, the closer we come to competing with lower 48 peonies.
Right.
That's not a good thing.
No, that's not where we want to be. Well, Mike, I so appreciate you joining us on the call this morning. It's crazy how fast a half an hour goes by, but we are just about done. I want to remind folks to go to alaskapeonies.org to find out more information about the growers conference at the end of the month. And any final closing thoughts, Mike?
Well, I would also like to add that that we need the farmland
right.
To do these kind of things, and that I would encourage people to take a look at Alaska Farmland Trust and other organizations that are trying to preserve land for future generations and to enhance and improve and expand our agricultural opportunities in Alaska, especially today with the financial situation that the state is in. Agriculture is a very bright spot in our future.
Perfect. Exactly. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. Thank you, Amy Pettit, for coming in for a fascinating session of Ag Matters.